The shuttle's arrival means people will be cramming viewing spots
space
around the airport.
Spaceflight has fascinated and excited millions of people for 50 years.
After the loss of Space Shuttle Columbia, it was Discovery NASA turned to get back into orbit.
Houston's now controlling. Commander Alan Collins confirming Discovery.
Discovery played a similar role 17 years earlier after the Challenger accident.
Lift off. Americans return to space.
Former astronaut Pinky Nelson, who flew on Columbia and Challenger, was aboard Discovery's 1988 return to flight.
Discovery was an amazing machine. It always, on all of its flights, worked flawlessly. It was the real workhorse of the fleet.
Discovery flew 39 space flights, 149 million miles around Earth. Dick Iuliano, WTOP News.
Spaceflight has fascinated and excited millions of people for 50 years. A whole generation grew up wanting to be astronauts, or at least to meet one. So what are people thinking about America's impending hiatus for manned spaceflight? We asked, admittedly, in a place where disappointment could be expected, the Udvar-Hazy Center at the Air and Space Museum.
It's sad that we find things to spend our money on that are less important than the space program.
I'm glad I'm not in that position to make those tough choices, but I do think it's detrimental to our future.
I guess it's all about money.
Altogether, 369 people have flown on the space shuttle. In Chantilly, Hank Silverberg, WTOP News.
The shuttle's arrival means people will be cramming viewing spots around the airports. But what about travelers who have their own ticket out of town?
The shuttle is supposed to arrive at a time that's not very busy at the airport, so we don't expect major impacts from that. But again, folks driving to the airport, that will be the major thing.
Rob Yingling with the Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority, he says there could be some minor takeoff delays when the shuttle arrives, but it should not be a big issue. At Reagan National, Andrew Mullenbach, WTOP News.